This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today.
भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर्स की सक्सेस स्टोरी किसी एक वर्टिकल तक, किसी एक टेक्नोलॉजी तक सीमित नहीं है. हम एक पूरा इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं, ऐसा इकोसिस्टम जिसमें डिजाइनिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, पैकेजिंग और हाईटेक डिवाइस यही भारत में उपलब्ध हो. हमारा सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन सिर्फ एक फैब या एक चिप निर्माण तक सीमित नहीं है. हम एक ऐसा सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं जो भारत को आत्मनिर्भर और ग्लोबली कॉम्पिटिटिव बनाए.
Mr. Modi noted that while economies around the world are facing concerns and challenges driven by economic self-interest, India has achieved a growth rate of 7.8%. The three-day conference, which began today, will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. Prime Minister will also participate in CEO's roundtable tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sak Sahakari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, through this scheme, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is one of the best among the G20 nations in meeting its sustainability commitments. Addressing the CII's 20th Global Sustainability Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal emphasized that India remains firmly committed to its sustainability goals, having increased its renewable energy targets fivefold since 2014. Continuous rainfall has affected normal life in various parts of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, continuous heavy rainfall has led to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. Meanwhile, the pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji remains suspended for the 8th consecutive day today owing to persistent bad weather conditions in the Trikuta Hills. Punjab is battling the worst floods, which have claimed 29 lives so far since August the 1st. In Himachal Pradesh, monsoon rains have been continuing for the last 3 days, badly affecting normal life. The IMD has said that the Himalayan states, mainly Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir, will receive heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. A red alert for rainfall has been issued in Punjab. German Defence Minister Boris Pistorius has rejected European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's suggestion of a roadmap to send European troops to Ukraine. Pistorius called her remarks premature, emphasizing that the European Union has no authority over troop deployments. He stressed the importance of first engaging in negotiations with Kyiv and Moscow before discussing military involvement. He was responding to media reports that von der Leyen mentioned deploying a multinational force to Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. In Sudan, a massive landslide in the western Darfur region, landslide flattened an entire mountain village, killing 1,000 people and leaving only one survivor. The disaster struck after days of heavy rain. The area is controlled by the Sudan Liberation Movement. The death toll from the devastating earthquake which struck eastern Afghanistan on Sunday has crossed 1,100, with over 3,200 others injured. Relief and rescue teams are working to pull out people trapped under the rubble. Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc has announced his retirement from T20 international cricket today, saying he wanted to focus on his test and ODI career. Starc finishes as Australia's second highest wicket taker in T20 format. In a 65-game T20I career that began in 2012 against Pakistan, Starc claimed 79 wickets at an economy of 7.74. He featured in 5 of the 6 T20 World Cups played since, missing only the 2016 edition with an injury. And that is the end of this news bulletin.